And welcome back to Talent Talk Season 2 with your hosts, Kelton Robbie, Dean Grassi, and Nick Lewis. Today, we're joined by pitcher of the Tyrone baseball team, Mr. Rodney Schultz. Rodney, how are you?
I'm great. I'm doing very well.
Beautiful day, isn't it?
How well?
As well as one can be.
Oh, wow. Dang, is that good?
That's really the
answer. It's because he's on this podcast.
That's why. It's a wonderful life to live.
Welcome on the show, by the
way. Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Thanks. Based out of New York City.
It's Saturday night.
Yep.
Mick.
All right. So, Rod, rough year for most on paper, but yourself?
I'm living my best life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nothing's slowing you down.
Roll with the punches and just keep on going.
Sure.
COVID or not, Rod's coming for baseball season, baby.
Yep. It's a motto to live by.
Right on.
So, you're here for baseball, and I just want to ask you, what do you love about baseball?
Baseball, like, you can go, it's a game of failure. You can go 3-for-10 and be considered one of the greatest of all time. It's an emotional game.
Sure, yeah. Is, man.
It can always change.
Nothing, yep. Like those
You can
Cracker
cry
Jacks.
Or you can laugh.
Peanuts? Cracker Jacks?
Yeah, there's nothing like that.
There's a song about it.
Sure, there is.
You want to sing it?
Take me out to the ball game.
It's a good one, for
yeah,
sure.
It's a good one.
It's a classic. Have it on my Spotify. So Rod.
Yep.
Have you or have you ever worked for the CIA?
Be honest.
I have not.
Are you sure? What, could you tell us if you did work for the CIA? Or is that just...
If I was working for the CIA... I would not be telling you I'd be working for the CIA.
He definitely works for the
yeah,
CIA.
Yeah, I feel like he's working for the CIA.
Yeah, you're a little sus. You're on our list.
Tyrone listeners, this just in.
Breaking
Rodney,
news.
Rodney Schultz may have worked
for the CIA. Yeah, put that on Fox News.
Are you you working hard or hardly working these days?
Working very hard.
Yeah?
At what?
Yeah, March. You know, it's March, so I'm constantly working hard with... you know, the March Madness research.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My doing bractology.
Doing the analytics.
Who you got at the top?
You know, people are really bashing me for this, but I'm going with Purdue.
Oh, I really haven't heard that
Boilers.
One going around.
Those of you out there, I don't recommend Purdue.
Hey, man, it's the ones that you
That's
don't
what
recommend.
I've been hearing. That's what I'm saying.
It's the ones that win. So
they're sleepers, and I'm going to be up top.
And Roddy's awake.
They're sleeping, but Rod's awake.
But Rod is awake
yeah.
and listening.
Now, changing gears back to baseball and stuff, what are your goals for this season?
Obviously, be over 500 in the regular season, compete, grind hard every day, win the Mountain League, win the district championship, and take it to states from there.
So, last year, I might be wrong about this, you guys didn't have a baseball season, I think, but have you guys ever been to districts? Because I thought one year we went to districts and we lost there.
Don't rub it in, man.
We
lost 2-5.
My sophomore year, we lost in the district semifinal to the state champions.
Who were
they?
Oh,
wow.
Mountain Union.
Is there going to be some bad blood? Are we going to have to clear the benches?
No, I don't.
You know,
no,
throw some
Because they're losing a lot this year, so I think we'll be all right with Mountain Union.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You confident in the team?
Some trash talk.
Oh, I'm very confident in our team.
Our team should be really good this year. So, Rod. Has it been hard to prepare during, like, COVID, masks, all of this, you know, all these new mandates and really not even knowing if there could be a season or not? It's always, like, the uneasy knowing.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, like, just being in school is hard, too. But, you know, the guys are always working. Like, anytime we can get work in, we're getting work in. We wear our masks, we social distance, do everything we can to have a season and just work hard at it.
Do you eat hand sanitizer?
What?
Of course.
Do you ride with
your
boys?
Oh, I ride hard with the boys.
All right, man. I don't know if you remember, way back when I used to rock the Tyrone baseball jersey.
Oh, my God.
I used to put the mitt on, do a little clap,
we
throw me
see
that
this
ball.
Every season.
Maybe
baseball,
a little dinger.
Basketball.
I don't know. Yeah,
dude, whatever was feeling the day.
Maybe a 1-2 home run, you know?
But they decided to retire my jersey, so it's somewhere down there. All right, here we go, man. Would you rather be stuck between a rock or a hard place?
Oh.
Silent. He's not even ready. He's not even ready.
You hit me with that one. I was not ready. You know, I would say a hard, No, a rock.
Yeah, there you go.
A rock.
Because a hard place can be anything.
Anything, exactly.
But a rock is a rock.
A rock is a rock. Like, maybe you come out with a broken leg. I don't know.
Maybe you got to cut, like, your
maybe
arm
it's
off.
A, maybe it's just a little pebble just hitting a leg. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good way to look at it.
Or it could just be a boulder.
I love rocks, you know? Man.
Or it could be a mountain.
Go rocks, man.
Thoughts on Todd Camerata?
Great guy. I love what he does with the Eagle Eye and podcast with you fellas.
Please, you're flustering us.
Would you write an article about TCAM?
Oh,
feature 100%.
All right.
Well, you can write it. We'll put it up.
We'll keep that in mind.
All right. I'll have it on your desk by tomorrow.
All right. So, Rod, you're a senior, obviously. Last year of baseball.
Right.
Do you have any future plans? Going anywhere? Play some baseball?
I'm attending the University of Pitt Johnstown to play baseball there and major in business.
Oh, yeah?
Wow.
That's pretty neat.
Big
plans
ahead, huh?
And those are the plans.
Success is calling, and Rod picked up the phone.
What do you want to play at Pitt Johnstown? Pitcher?
I will be a pitcher at Pitt Johnstown.
Oh, yeah.
You talk to the coach? He's a good guy?
Oh, great guy. Great group of
guys.
Does
he like you?
Yep.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, Pitt Johnstown shot me an email or two about me coming out for the team,
God.
But it's not for me.
Shit. Here we go.
But if you want to do it, man, more power to you.
Hey, thanks.
Here's something interesting. Not really on the basis of baseball, but we all have this one thing. What's something you've always wanted to eat that society frowns upon?
Man, I.
I'm gonna
urinal pads.
I'm gonna start with mine.
Yeah, Kenny, I get an example here. So
between first off, on a really nice sunny day in July, I've always looked at grass and been like,
"Yeah, I can get behind
that." Looks
good.
But also, like, you just open it up, fresh highlighter, pink. I've always been wanted to be like,
oh,
like a carrot,
just kinda,
you know.
I'm thinking like 3 juicy Tide Pods.
That's what I was, dude. I picked one of those up the other day. I was like, I would eat this. I'm going to make a candy, and it's going to be like Tide Pods. But then what if it teaches kids to eat Tide Pods then whenever they're older? Just like a kid eats a real Tide Pod, and it's on me.
Like
they'll sue.
The candy cigarettes to real cigarettes.
Hey,
exactly.
Hey, I'll
like
back
candy
you.
Legos, like those candy Legos.
I'll back you on it.
Now I'm addicted to cigarettes because of candy cigarettes.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That'll do it.
Us at Town Talks don't condone any of these actions.
Rod, you've listened to us, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I feel like most people in the school have.
He's been. Yes.
You're back, huh?
I'm back.
Wow. Back in black.
Nope.
He's at the sack.
Nope.
So you know we have this thing, fast facts.
Yep.
I'll spit some facts. You'll answer them. The questions, facts. You
yeah,
ready?
Why do we call it fast facts? It's technically fact. It's fast questions.
Dude.
Yeah.
Just the show, man.
I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm
hey,
sorry.
He's ready, fellas.
All right.
Here we go. Favorite movie?
Step Brothers.
Smooth Rocks?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Smooth Rocks.
Chicken or the egg?
Chicken.
Interesting.
Can we talk about that real quick?
Sure.
Chicken, really?
Jump right into
why,
it.
Why chicken? What's up with chicken that you have over the egg?
I love chicken.
Chicken
like
is
I
good.
I would 100% kill the chicken for the meat rather than
grilled,
eat the
egg. Grilled, fried.
Boiled,
roasted,
raw.
Broiled,
raw,
filleted,
boiled. You're boiling chicken.
Hey, I'm spitting everything out there.
Hey, chicken noodle soup.
Yeah,
kind of gas.
Yeah,
it is kind of gas.
I mean, not my favorite kind of soup.
KFC or CFK?
KFC.
Let's jump right into that. Actually, what is the best fried chicken place out there? Like KFC. Chick-fil-A.
Oh!
Popeyes.
Chick-fil-A. I didn't know you were counting Chick-fil-A.
Are there any other fast food chains that like do chicken? Like, I know that others are hopping in, but like there's no like mainly based around chicken. That's
Chick-fil-A.
Those are the 100%. Three.
Yeah.
I'm a Popeyes guy.
Chick-fil-A is 100% better.
You know what? Popeyes?
I'm also a KFC guy. Chick-fil-A is probably my third, to be honest.
Chick-fil-A, the only downside is expensive.
It is expensive.
The service, impeccable. The food, impeccable.
Yeah.
The sauce? Can we talk about that?
Oh, the sauce is just...
That's insane.
It's God tier.
It is God tier.
It's sent from the heavens. It's literally a Christian company, and God has laid the foundation for these people, and he is just taking over.
Yeah. It's really like
it's incredible.
Church almost.
It's incredible.
When I go to Chick-fil-A, I'm like, well, I don't got to go to church on Sunday now. I just had my full, just took communion at Chick-fil-A.
Wow. KFC is just biker gangs.
Yeah, it's like.
Ripping into chicken.
It's like.
It's rough.
It's like the opposite.
They're down bad there.
All right, so most attractive guy here.
Kelton.
Why do we get that a lot? We get the short
what were you guys
end
expecting?
Of the stick, man.
Like, yo,
most attractive
honestly,
girl you know.
Hold up, pause. When Kelton asked me the same question last year, my answer was Kelton, yet again.
So you're sticking.
Maybe there's a little chemistry there.
You're riding. Yeah,
hey.
That's right. My guy.
I mean, I'm new to the show. I think Dean is too. So we couldn't even stop Kelton. All right, but most attractive girl you know?
Nick Lewis.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's what hurts.
That.
Mr. Elder, if you're listening, we were actually planning on asking you most attractive, you know, out of us, and then girl you teach. That would
have been a little. That we recognize that would have been a little scandalous.
We changed it.
Yeah.
We'd make sure you would say anything you know.
Anime.
Yeah.
What kind?
Goku.
That's not the type of anime, but okay. You mean Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah.
You're not even a
You're
real
an
fan.
Anime guy, huh?
Hey, man.
No, I'm not judging you.
He's not even a real fan.
I'm just, you asked me anime, and I said, yeah. You didn't give me any elaboration on that.
That's the name of the game.
Would you rather kick a kitten or poach a penguin?
Kick a kitten.
Yeah, that's true.
I actually don't like cats.
I hate cats,
well, if you have to poach a penguin, you kill a penguin. But if you just kick a cat.
Plus, I just like to kick cats regardless. They annoy
that's,
me.
That's
just
not
do
okay.
it every day.
That's
really?
Like, every time I see a cat, I'm like, hold on. Stop the car. I want to go kick it.
I vibe
with that. I think PETA is going to be knocking on your door here pretty soon.
I vibe with that, though. I'm not going to lie.
Are you going for distance or are you going for speed?
Both at once.
Oh! It's fast. An aggressive, strong answer. That's never been done.
I want to be fast going the distance.
Wow. That's inspirational.
For all those young guys out there, look up to that.
Monkeys?
I love monkeys.
Yeah, they're nice. Finish the quote. Dean will answer it if you cannot finish it.
Here is your quote. Ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get right into the news.
All right. That one works. The correct answer was we got them.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got them.
We got them.
And last one here, last fast fact.
Make it good.
Have you ever forgotten to brush your teeth ever in your entire life?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Lord.
That's gross, man.
Let's go back to the question of being fast with distance. You don't have time to sit down and brush your teeth sometimes.
I'm tired of the excuses, actually.
You gotta wake up in the morning, hit the weights. You don't have time to sit down and brush your teeth like a little schoolgirl.
Rod. Okay. Not just schoolgirls do it. I think most of us do.
Yeah, most.
And number two, let's say that you like go to your dentist next time, and he's like, "Oh, so I listened to your podcast the other day," and he goes, "You don't brush your teeth, huh?"
And I'm gonna say, speed and distance. And I'm gonna punch him right in the teeth, so he has to fix his own teeth.
Aggressive words.
So, Ron, this is gonna wrap up our time here. It's a pleasure having you. I'm excited for the baseball season. 2021, baby. Let's go.
Go win some games.
Did you enjoy your time here on... Let's get a review.
On Yelp.
Out of 5 stars, I'm sitting 5.
Oh, wow.
What would the review say? Like,
what's the comment section?
The comment section. The Italian's rather dashing.
Oh, oh you.
Yeah.
Wow.
The one with the beard.
Yeah.
Great teeth.
No.
You mentioned that last podcast.
And the host, Mr. Robbie.
Kind of smells weird.
Wow.
a little smelly.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go with that.
All righty.
All right.
Well, if you enjoyed today's podcast and you want to listen for some more, you can catch us on Apple Music, Spotify, and any other streaming services.